Suffice to say, I was having dinner with a priest friend of mine, and I forget exactly, he was either talking about a homily he had given or a homily he was about to give, but as he was walking me through it, I was thinking like, this doesn't reflect you as I know you. And so for hours we're talking about his past and psychological wounds, emotional wounds, family issues, daddy issues, mommy issues, otherwise known as everyone's story. And the recurring theme was shame. And the recurring phrase was, if only. If only I wasn't hurt. If only people paid attention. If only I wasn't rejected in those key moments. If only I'd been loved by the people who should have loved me in the way that I needed to be loved. And things would be different. I wouldn't be weak. I wouldn't be pathetic. I wouldn't be scared all the time. And maybe I'd be confident. And I could live out of that space and speak out of that place and even minister from that place. But now I'm like just me. And so I feel like because of my sordid past, I have no choice but to settle in life and in ministry. If only. If only my life was different, then perhaps I could be a good priest. Real honest conversation. And just a paraphrase, I remember saying to him, like, I know you look at your shame and you think, my shame tells the ultimate truth of who I am because of my pain. And we do this all the time. I feel shame, I feel pain, and because my pain is so intense, therefore what my shame tells me must be true, except it's not. You're amazing and you're wonderful and you're beautiful. Beautiful heart, beautiful soul, right? And even right now, God is doing amazing things in your life. Don't ask me how I know, I just know. Right? And here's the thing about weakness and frailty. You might look at it as an enemy. Again, the variation of like, if only, or like, what if? And think, you know, gosh, if this wasn't the case, then I could be good and a strong priest and effective at ministry. But in reality, when you look at all these things, weakness, insecurity, this dangling sense of insecurity, actually, that's the source of your greatest strength. That we have the courage and the wherewithal and the generosity and the faith to lean into my weakness and minister from that place and speak from that place, because that's what the people of God want to hear and that's what they need to hear. And that's the thing, ironically, that's going to make you an amazing priest.